Welcome, 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 everyone, to Whiplash Talk. This is Sunshine, and I'm coming at you somewhere not in the Midwest. I'm actually on the road to my new abode, and I'm so excited. Yay! I am literally pulled off the highway so I could have enough bars, as they say, to be able to talk to you guys and do my show live from my phone. I probably sound like I'm in a tin can. But I just wanted to stop and tell you guys a little bit of an update. And then I'll probably get back on the road because daylights are burning. And the state I'm traveling through right now has a lot of wildlife that likes to come down and hang out on the highway at dusk. So I'm trying to get through and get to a safe place before it gets dusky. So just as a quick update for people that may have missed it, I walked away from my Matrix job on August 14th. I quit my job, didn't even give 2 weeks notice. I had had enough and it just hit me and I walked away. And I also walked away from my career. It wasn't just my job. I walked away from my career that was keeping me on the hamster wheel, some refer to as the Matrix. And in my programming, I immediately started applying for jobs in the same profession for the same executive level positions. And then I'm like, wait, what? This makes no sense, because I'm going to go right back into being the hamster in the hamster wheel, going around in circles and being the puppet. And so when I realized that this was my chance to break free from the Matrix, as they would say, I turned down my third interview with one city. I turned down my second interview with a second city in a different state. I turned down my first interview with a third state, in the third state working for a county. And then I turned down my first interview in the state and the location actually where I am moving to. So I'm like, I had to cut that cord. If I'm going to step out of the Matrix, I've got to get out of it. So I accepted a fun little job where I will not be bringing any work home. It allows me the days off to continue to do my radio show, because that's what I do, Whiplash Talk. So I had a small amount of funds that I had in retirement, because when you work for jurisdictions, they require you to put so much into retirement every month out of your paycheck, and then they match. I was only 20% vested, but I needed that to be able to make ends meet, to make the house payment, to make the car payment, to do those monthly expenses. And so I cashed that in. Of course, you know, Uncle Sam got his, you know, bazillion percent, and yeah, whatever. So the small amount of funds were delayed a little over a week, and were gobbled up with my monthly expenses. And so the because it was only like, it was 3 weeks of pay, not 4 weeks of pay. So it was short. So the finances, let me take a little side note here. I have been hit from every direction. The closer I get to walking into where I'm supposed to be, the harder things are hitting me. So I'm being hit physically pretty hard in a couple of different areas. Some of you guys know some of the stuff I was challenged with at work probably about a month before I quit. So that is manifesting. And so to my dear sweet friend that may or may not be listening, thank you for my stress mix and thank you for my combo. I'm burning through those, burning through them. And forever grateful for that. And I'm also being hit with dizzy right now. I'm pulling a trailer and I'm dizzy. That's just great. So I'm pulled off the side of the road. It's getting better. So I'll get back on the road after the show. But back to the finances. The finances were gobbled up that month. And then the finances that were manifesting to help pay for the container move for me to pack up a 4-bedroom, 2-bath house into a 1-bedroom, 1-bath apartment. So just the stuff, just the bare minimum stuff that I was keeping, the money to pay for that was delayed 2 weeks. And so this totally delayed my move. And I'd already accepted that little job which I'm super happy about, but I have a start date. And so I have to get there. I had no boxes. I had no tape. I had no money. I had food in the house, so I was fine. And I had gas in the car, so I was fine. But I didn't have any money to get into preparing for this move. So things got a bit hairy. I'm just saying. And so, pardon me, I apologize for this cough. It was hard to pack for a move whenever there was no money to pay for boxes and tape. So sweet, sweet friend reached out and sent me some money, and I went and bought boxes and tape, and I thought, you know what, I'll pack what I can pack, and then we'll move from there. And the floodgates just started opening, and some people gave to cover moving supplies and some to cover my Whiplash show broadcast expenses, which is not inexpensive, guys. It was just amazing. And some sent finances to cover whatever was needed. And that was used to kind of bank enough money for fuel. And then, just so you guys know, the price keeps going up exponentially the further I get away from the Midwest, which I anticipated, but it's like burning through that gas money. And then, not to mention pulling a trailer, the gas mileage goes through the floor. It's like, yeah, your gas mileage is like next to nothing when you're pulling a heavy trailer. So anyway, it's just kind of funny everything that's going on, but it's so amazing how synchronicity and people are so intuitive, how they'll call at the right time, or they'll, hey, how are you doing? Or, I just want to let you know that you're not alone. Those words are super important to me right now. You're not alone, and you're loved by many. Not one person, but many people have told me that. And that means so, so much. I got a letter, a handwritten letter from, and I don't have permission to give anybody's name, so I'm not gonna call out names, but I got a handwritten letter that was sent to BBS, and I just got it scanned and sent to me. The most beautiful letter, and explaining their situation and the trials and the tribulations that they had been going through. But man, what a couple. And so I love it when you guys reach out to me. And I have always said I'd be brutally honest. And you guys, this has sucked. This has been rough. I mean, brutal, brutal rough. My mom passed in January of 23. Bill passed in March of 24. And now I'm cutting cords, like burning family pictures, leaving things behind that it's like, oh, that one's tough. Oh, can you guys hear the train? Okay. Oh my gosh. Okay. So for those of you that don't know trains, this is a side note. I've got the windows cracked so the cats and I don't suffocate in the heat. So two long horns, a short horn, and a long horn in a sequence is a Q. So the Q train just went by, Aloha. And that came from way back whenever the Queen was traveling on train or by train. The Q train always had priority. All the other trains had to stop. So that train is the priority train on that track right now because it's blasting the Q. But it just went by, so I just waved at Q and here we go. Okay, side note, sorry, let's get back to notes here, sorry. So, people have just reached out, and not just, they're just sharing their energetics, and it's not just financial. I mean, it's reaching out to me, like moving supplies or paying for the show or wherever I need it. And then some found out I was planning to sleep in my car with the cats because I had money for gas. And it was tight, and it's still tight. But they found out I was sleeping in my car. I was going to sleep in my car, and they paid for some hotel rooms. And wow, to be able to get the cats into a room because they were freaked, and to get them kind of back on a here's your food, here's your water, here's the bed, this is where we're going to sleep, that kind of thing. It really helped them because now they're both asleep in the back of the car while I'm doing the show. Normally they'd be like yowling, like, wow, this is awful, get me out of here. But they're kind of getting into their new normal until this is the third day and I've got two more days. So, yeah. So, If I can make this day, if I can get to where I'm going, I'm going to try to push and make it tomorrow to my destination, but we'll see how we do. Health-wise, I need to kind of watch out what I'm doing as well. But, fighting back, doing commands. Yeah. Okay, back on track. So, I share all of this. Let me get back on point. I share all of this to say this has been a brutal, drastic, necessary change for Sunshine. And do not, pardon me, and I repeat, do not do as Sunshine did unless you know your direction is from source. Because your provision will be there in friends, kind messages of support, and encouraging you, like I said, that you're not alone in this and that so many people love you very much. Your provision will be there when the needs present, and usually not before. So financial needs, emotional needs, relational needs, physical needs, and even our spiritual needs, even our source needs, those things will present when they're needed. I was able to call a couple of friends because the cats were, one was specifically like, oh, wee-woo. She's never traveled before, so she had a tough first day. And I was able to call a friend, again, not going to share any names because I don't have permission, but I could say, would you please run an emergency clearing on Creation Light Ship for wee-woo and said what was going on? Absolutely, ran it for wee-woo and Sherman. And so, and then I talked to another friend. I'm like, hey, I'm physically, I'm in a mess. And they ran an emergency clearing for me while I was driving. Because it's kind of hard when you're driving a trailer through construction. There's a lot of construction right now. With 18-wheelers all around and trying to, like, do Creation Light Ship on your phone. That's just not wise. So I would not recommend you do that. So your friends will truly have your back and will support you if they are led by source to do so. And that's why I'm saying don't do as Sunshine did. Do what you know you're being led to do. And then walk in it confidently. I truly have friends all over the world that support me in every area of my life. I have one in Germany that just let's get together on Telegram, let's talk, and she can hold space if I've got an emotional thing I'm working through, and it's beautiful, and same for her. And so, and they have permission, they have my permission and the invitation to speak into my life and tell me how this really is. They don't have to ask, if it's okay or if you don't mind or that kind of thing. They have permission. And I had one friend that was great, and she was just like, cut the cords, cut the cords, get rid of the crap, cut the cords. And I'm like, thank you. And it was brutal. It's brutal. And so, in the same breath, it's absolutely beautiful to watch this unfold. Lots of tears, guys. You've got me now where I'm focused and driving, and I'm trying to not be emotional because I do have to drive. But this has been a rough one. The things that I drove away from and left behind, tough. But where I'm driving to and where I'm starting is where I felt called to, and that's just stuff. And where I'm going is my home. So I just wanted to reach out to you guys and say I'm good. It's been a brutal month and a half. I had somebody, I'll tell you guys a really quick story, and then I'll probably end it a little early. BBS, probably give me another 15 minutes or so. But I was at Lowe's kind of impromptu. I needed to get some more moving blankets. And so I was getting some more moving blankets. And this lady came up and she was looking at storage tubs. And I just felt led to go over and tell her, hey, I have got tons of moving tubs at my house. I'm getting ready to downsize and move. My movers are there now. I need to get back. But give me an hour. Here's my address. Come by and just take all that you want. And she's like, really? And she shared with me something you guys don't know her and she doesn't know me, you know, as a sunshine. So I think I can comfortably share this. She told me that the night before that her husband had just told her that he wanted a divorce. And so she was, you know, kind of in that whole fog of what just happened. And she jumped in there and helped me sift and sort, pack. I'll haul this away to this place. I'll haul this away to that place. I'll burn that. I live in the county. I'll do that. I'll do this. And she jumped in the trenches with me, guys, and she didn't even know me and or know Sunshine. And she was Q sent for sure. And I gave her the key to my house. I introduced her to my realtor and I said, she will get this stuff out of the house. And so she got it out of the house and she's burning things that I'm trusting her to burn that, you know, normally you would not trust anybody to burn or most people. So anyways, it's been beautiful how things have just how synchronicity has really worked. And now she said during the whole thing, she goes, it's allowed me to not focus on what's going on. It's allowed me to kind of focus on helping you get through what you're going through. And it's helped her realize what she needs to do when she goes to move her stuff as well. So I apologize. I ask for your grace and for your love and for your support. I'm going to end this a little early today, guys. I just wanted to give you an update. I wish I could give you a full hour. But on October 4th, when I move up 1 hour to the 1 o'clock spot Central Time next Saturday, I'll promise I'll give you a whole breakdown on how everything has come together so synchronistically, and give you some road trip, you know, fun things and things that have happened. But I think I'm going to go ahead and sign off a little early. I love you guys so much. Please be sure to tune back in at the top of the hour, about 40 minutes from now or so, for Being Inspired by Q with Aloha and Karen. And I believe they're going to have my friend Shane on. And so I think it's going to be a really, really great show. So please tune back in or just keep listening to BBS because they're going to play some pretty rocking music. I love their music. So I love you. I love you. I love you. I thank you for your grace, for allowing me to leave a little early and allowing me and Wee Woo and Sherman to get on down the road before the antelope come out and play. All right, guys. Have a beautiful, beautiful week, and I start next week 1 hour early. Don't lose me. Love you guys. Bye.